Welcome to the Mind Deck Books Podcast, Christmas and New Year's Wholesome Special. My name is Philip, and joining me is...
Chan. Welcome to episode 39.
Oh my god.
Mind Deck Books Podcast.
Well, we're very happy to have you back, Chan. But it's been more than that.
45.
More.
48.
This is episode 59 of the Mind Deck Books Podcast. But Chan's a little bit out of touch because it's Christmas and it's New Year's holidays, so you don't have to think of numbers. Just enjoying the free time. Very happy to have you back on the podcast to talk about the most wholesome Czech book we could find and have something relaxing and nice and very lovely to discuss during the holidays.
Yay!
So what is the book we're talking about today?
Darshinka.
So to have a look at some Czech culture, which is definitely underappreciated around the world because people usually don't know what it is. Darshinka is a Czech name, which is not probably not Czech, it's probably somewhere else. But if you make it smaller and smaller and smaller, it's Darshinka, but the original name is Dagmar.
Yeah, which is crazy to me.
So it's from Old Norse Dagmar, something like that, meaning day or daughter or mother or maiden.
So it's a lot of meanings.
So it came from Northern Europe, I guess, and then in English, Dagmar, and then in Czech, we have suffixes to make words smaller and smaller, so we made it from Dagmar to Dasha to Dashenka.
Yeah, so she's like the littlest Dagmar.
So today we'd like to discuss a little cute dog called Dashenka. This is a very, very famous book. So famous, in fact, that there is a Japanese restaurant in Tokyo called Dashenka that we've never been to.
But we want to go.
And the reason we've never been there.
Oh my gosh.
And also the reason how we met. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us?
Yeah, so this guy, the host of this show, is obviously Czech, but he hates Czech food. And so he refuses to take me to this restaurant because he doesn't want to deal with Czech people and he doesn't want to eat Czech food. And in fact, he said when he goes, he's going to pretend like he's not even Czech. And basically, long story short, we started hanging out, not met, but started hanging out because I was like, yeah, I don't know about the Czech Republic. What's there? And he said, well, let me show you. It's shit. and he showed me some of the worst food I've ever seen in my life. And I laughed until I cried.
Yeah. Czech couldn't stop. Then asked me about our lovely Czech traditions. I showed her some photos of our traditional, very, very special dishes. And she couldn't stop laughing. She almost died. That's one of the first conversations we've ever had when we first met. So. Perfect. So now there's a restaurant called Dashenka. We have to go. So we'll tell you about that later if we survive it. And so Dashenka is a little dog. And this is a children's book with lovely illustrations by Karel Čapek. Have you ever heard of Karel Čapek before?
No.
He's the most renowned, the most, I guess, famous Czech writer who is responsible for the word robot. Mm. He wrote sci-fi theater plays, and one of the theater plays was called R-U-R. I'm trying to say, not say R-U-R, which is in Czech. So that means Rossum's Universal Robots. Mm. And because in Czech, if you say robota, it means like hard work, like you go on a work shift. Uh-huh. So then robot is just a thing that works on its own. Mm. And he's written a lot of very important stuff and very serious stuff that we shall not talk about today very much because it's a holiday spirit. But when he took a break from politics and sci-fi and serious topics, he got a dog. And how would you describe this dog?
Which one? Darshinka?
Darshinka.
She's bad. Well, I don't know if it's her fault. I think she's spoiled. Like, I think throughout the book, there's no mention of her ever being trained at all. So she just does what she wants. So she's bad. She's really bad.
So they actually had a dog already. Her name was Iris, I think. And she had a daughter, young Dashenka. And Dashenka was born, and the book follows her life, how she's born, how she first opens her eyes, how she learns to walk. And also, she's told stories to sit in place and be distracted, because Karel Čapek was also a photographer, and he was trying to take a picture, but it was impossible. He was trying to distract the puppy to take a picture and not just wreak havoc constantly.
Yeah, so the dog or the puppy would sort of listen to his stories. I don't know why. Maybe because he was just talking, so she would sit down. But yeah.
So he also did illustrations, which are probably the most famous, and probably why they, of course, love Dashenka illustrations in Japan.
Super cute.
Yeah. It was translated into English as an educational tool for Czech children to study English. So if you want to read it, you can find it in English. And you can also find an animated TV show we just watched. How would you describe the show?
Yeah, it's fun to see the stories that he told. So it's nice to visualize it.
So Mr. Břetislav Pojar made an animated series, which is half live-action puppy cuteness with a pathetic puppy crawling around. And then the second half is like a story from the book animated.
Yeah, it's cute.
Only 8 episodes from this, and it's just like 5 minutes. You can find it on YouTube if you wanna see it. It's with English subtitles.
Yeah.
So this book came out in 1933. It's only 78 pages, and like I said, Karel Čapek, he died very young, and there are a lot of things connected to Czech history, but let's not discuss them. Hopefully one day we'll cover like RUR with the robots or something else, or the war with the newts, which was my favorite as a child. It's a sci-fi story where newts grow sentient and intelligent, and they battle other nations. it's a comic book, and it's a theater play. Yes. So how did you like this book? How did you like Dashenka?
I like the book. Like, I think it's something cute to read, especially if you like dogs. I mean, I'm not a dog lover, but I like dogs. Very adorable. But maybe the only thing I didn't like was just, yeah, they didn't train her the entire time. The whole story, like, Dashenka's just up to stuff. Like, she's digging up stuff in the garden, or like she keeps bothering her mom, or she's breaking stuff, or she pees in the house or whatever. And they're like, oh, Dashenka. And it's like, teach Dashenka. Just teach her. I'm not saying she'll listen to everything, but they did not teach her anything. They just kind of reacted to her, which, like, you know, like, they didn't mistreat her. They were just kind of huffy or tired, but they, you know, she just didn't know anything. Dashenka is a stupid dog because no one taught her anything. But it's a cute story.
I thought they were trying to be nice. They were trying to be wholesome and just, like, have it as a joke that she's doing all these bad things.
Yeah, but I think to some degree they didn't do anything.
When you open the book starts with the premise that we should be nice to every creature. We shouldn't pull each other's ears.
Yes.
We shouldn't bite each other's ears. We should be nice to dogs. And if we are as nice to dogs as to ourselves, as everybody else, the world will be a better place.
Yes, but like what they did in Dashenka is kind of what people do in real life. You get two nice parents that get together and they have a child, and they're so nice that their child runs amok, and then they grow up to be an asshole. that's kind of what Dashenka grew up to be. She's kind of an asshole, and it's not her fault. It's just that, like, no one taught her to be better. Like, you know, you can discuss things. You don't necessarily have to punish, but you can just be like, you know, there's a better way. So they weren't like, you know, oh, it's about that time that Dashenka needs to pee, and they took her out. She's peed somewhere. And they're like, Dashenka. So, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, you can be kind, but also teach someone. I don't think it's kindness to leave someone in ignorance. And Dashenka was left in ignorance.
I'm sure they brought her up properly. It was just for the cuteness and joke of the story. of course, a tough love is necessary, and you should teach dogs to be nice dogs. But
yeah, but it did. Yeah, of course, all her adventures were fun to read. So
yeah, we'll kind of talk about spoilers, I guess, because I'm not sure we can like this requires a spoiler section. Mm-hmm. But we just talk about some of the stories. There are maybe like 3 sections to this book. One of them is the growing up and how she learns to do stuff. The other part is a few short fairy tales to distract Dashenka from running around. And then there is an attachment of loads of photos that are super cutesy and illustrations about Dashenka. But the story starts with her being born and they call her a little whitey nothing, which cannot even move and walk. Which is fun in the first episode of the animated show. And when one eye opens, it's a whole new world. And she has to recognize things and learn how to get from one side of the basket to the other basket. But it's so exhausting, and as Chen put it, that she almost died doing it. There's a whole section about her learning to move her feet. She always has a problem to recognize which is the front and the back one, and which one to put in the front and under it, and then she falls on her belly and the foot is stuck and she can't move over it. So she always has to be rescued from trying to crawl on from one side to the other. And at one point she learns how to, you know, eat something else than milk. And then she learns how to make little puddles. It's like a joke that keeps repeating. So everywhere in the house are little puddles.
Yeah.
And she grows as if she was growing from water, which is a Czech idiom. There's many Czech idioms in this. I don't know how to translate, but is there an idiom in English where you grow as fast as possible? Like from some super special source? In Czech we say
shot up like a bean sprout?
That's it, yes.
Maybe?
That's it. That's the one. So in Czech it's just we grow from water. Because we have nothing else. So if you grow as if you grew from water, then you grow really fast. But I'm not sure where the sustenance is in that, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there is a lot of stories about Dashenka just destroying everything.
I thought there was something in the house that she just kept like chewing it or something. I can't remember.
She's chewing at shoes, of course, and yeah, pantyhoses.
But there was like... like, was it a piece of furniture that she had torn up or something?
It was a broom she destroyed. Yeah, maybe the flower pots.
Maybe I just like her gardening in general, because animals are always funny when they're gardening, because they're not gardening, they're just digging up stuff. So I like her digging up everything.
At one point, there is a summary of all the destroyed objects in the house and the garden, each of them has a price, and then they count up how many Czech crowns it costs for Dashenka to destroy all this stuff. So altogether, it was 3,000 Czech crowns.
But I don't know, like, what is that? Like in yen.
In yen, that's about 15,000 yen or something. Look at her smile here. So they go through her growing up, and then she starts running and starts jumping, and she can run faster than the mother. Poor mother is being completely devastated because Dashenka loves to bite on her ears and bite on her legs. There are many photos where she's biting on her mom.
She's biting everything.
Then she likes to fight her mom and poor mother. Do you remember how the story ends with Dashenka?
Yeah, they give her away.
Yeah, spoiler. like what? I don't remember that because I read this as a child. I grew up with this, and Dashenka was so bad they just gave up.
That's what makes me think that, like, you know, of course they're just putting in the bad parts, you know, like to make the story, like, here's this lovable little puppy, but, you know, she's not perfect and she does all this stuff, but we still love her, sort of, whatever. But it's that part that makes me think they really didn't train her. Not just jokes about it. It's not like they kept her. They gave her away. That's how bad she was. So that tells me they didn't teach her shit. So they get rid of her. In fact, they talk about getting some peace of mind or whatever. So yeah, I mean, exactly. It's not like the writer was poor or that they didn't have much space or that they had other animals or children. Nothing. It's him, his wife, and a small tame dog that lived there. And you're telling me they can't have two dogs? She was bad, and because of them. So hopefully, I mean, she was still a puppy when they gave her away. In fact, so hopefully she got some better training at her other household. But
so the section with the diary ends with an illustration where there is a fluffy mom that's got really long fur and a small tiny little nothing that's Dashenka, and the title says before, and then there is a second picture that says after, and Dashenka is about 5 times bigger, and the mom looks super worn down and old and has no fur anymore. Dashenka looks like an athletic dog.
Yeah, the mom just looks like she's on her last limb. Dashenka is very healthy and sturdy. And
and the chapter reads that so came the day where some foreign people came to pick up Dashenka and took her in their bag away. And we kept reassuring them that she's a lovely and calm and wonderful dog. And definitely haven't mentioned that day she broke 4 windows in the garden and destroyed all the flower beds. After they left in the house, it was sacred silence. Thank God.
Yep.
Yeah, he says, the writer writes the last line of this part is that in the doghouse, I just look at the mother Iris, who looks really worn down and is crying alone in the doghouse. So it's really sad. Like,
yeah. Because I think they gave her away also, like, she is still, like, puppy enough, like, you know, like, they're still attached to their puppy. So that's why the only part of the story I don't really like, because I really think, like, the writer or, you know, the family could have done better by Dashenka. Obviously, it makes a better story that she was so bad and naughty or whatever, like, if she was just a good little dog, maybe it's not interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, he talks about all this kindness and all this other stuff and treatment. And, you know, kindness doesn't mean you just don't do anything.
Yeah.
And I think many people in real life on other topics believe that that is a kindness. Oh, I didn't say anything bad to that person. That's kind. That's not what that means. So, I feel a bit bad for the mommy dog, because I think she's a good dog. But otherwise, if you don't read the ending, I guess it's like a fun, like, you know, a real insight to, I don't know, a growing pet or animal that you have.
It's super cutesy, and it's wonderful with the Czech idioms, and like the language is very cutesy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it translates into English, but it's fun.
Yeah, you just have to add on teeny weensies here and there, or teeny tinies, and it makes sense.
I absolutely didn't remember this ending. I was shocked. This only shows you that Czech fairy tales aren't always realistic. They always show you the real truth.
You got that influence from Germany, and they're not having any happy endings.
So that's the first section. The second part is about taking photos of Dashenka. Lots of funny illustrations, and there are some of the short stories, short tales that are about fox terriers. We never said Dashenka is a fox terrier. It's a rough-furred fox terrier, or in correct translation, it's wire or something.
Oh, wired? Wired hair or something?
Yeah.
Did I say wire? I don't know, fox terriers. But it did say wire something.
I'll find it anytime. Wire fox terrier, yeah. Mm. So the stories are about the history of fox terriers, and they answer some important questions, such as why do fox terriers have short tails, or why do they dig all the time, or why do they have the black spot in their mouth and stuff like that.
Yeah, but maybe that's part we shouldn't have too many spoilers. Just like maybe just know that these stories are more creative than you might think. So it's an incentive to read the book to know the whys, because the stories that the guy is telling Dashenka, which are these stories, when he wants her to sit down and, you know, he wants to take a picture or he wants some peace and quiet, he tells her one of these origin stories, and they're always very creative and fun, the way they came about.
So I think I like to do two that I liked.
Okay.
Both of them involve a Czech idiom, of course, because it's always a play on words. So the first one, that's probably the most famous.
But spoilers! Okay. The audience.
It's not such a big deal,
spoilers!
But... oh my god. So if you want to read this and not be spoiled about Dashenka, please stop listening. And come back later.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Come back in like
it
10 minutes.
It will tell you... It'll take you max 10 minutes to read this. Yes. So the first story is... why do fox terriers have a short tail? And why do they have the tails cut? So would you like to tell it?
Okay. So... all these stories are short, but that story has lots of detail. But basically, there's some brave little fox terrier, like, whatever, long ago. I don't know how this history was even written. Obviously, it's just made up, but it's supposedly like a tale that all fox terriers know now.
Yep.
So, I guess they barked it to their young, and their young bark it to their children. I don't know.
Like, obviously.
But, so anyway... basically, there was long ago this mighty hero fox terrier that was super brave, even like fought a dragon and all this stuff. And he also fought some king that couldn't see very well.
So like, before we say that, how did he fight?
Just with his fists and tail.
No, with the tail.
Yeah, but that's with the king. So I'm getting there. So... he fought off some dragon. They're just telling about his feats. So he also fought some king for some reason. Like, he wasn't a good guy. Who is that's a king? But so anyway, the king couldn't see very well. And I think he knocked the king down or something. And, you know, the fox terrier's tail was wagging a bunch. I guess they wagged their tails a lot. And the king thought it was a sword. So he was fighting the tail and he cut it off. And then the fox terrier, you know, got all upset about it. But not, like, sad. He was mad. And... he attacked the king, and he, like, bit part of his trousers off, but they, like, mention, you know, like, a saying, you know, like, in English, your heart drops into your stomach. They said something, like, dropped into their trousers.
So in Czech, we say it drops into your pants.
Yeah, so his heart was there at the time, and basically the dog, like, rips out his heart because he rips his pants.
Yep.
And the king runs off somewhere. We don't know where he goes. I don't know. So, and anyway, the dog... so now his, you know, he can't reattach his tail and he doesn't want anyone messing with it, particularly cats. So he comes up with some elaborate scheme to, like, bury it somewhere where no cat can find it. And he buries it. And this part of the story, there's more to the story, but these two little parts of the story are supposedly the origins of why fox terriers would get their tails cut. It's supposed to be, like, in honor of this dog, like, you know, not necessary to do, but hey, you know, we get our tails cut off because of this guy.
Yeah.
And then the other part would be why they dig around so much. And it's supposed to be like, yeah, they're on a quest to find, like, this mythical tale, this tale from their ancestors. So they're always randomly thinking about it and like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be looking. And they start just digging up stuff. So it's like, so it's explaining why you cut their tails or explaining why they dig around so much. But it's all explained in the way, like, you tell children a story, like, here's our history. But like, imagine if dogs could talk and they could tell this kind of story.
It's very cute to tell all the details.
Yeah, and there's more in that little story about that fox terrier, like, but that's kind of the gist of it. Yeah.
So this was all, like, fun details, like, he had the tail so long and he had so... much vigor that he could cut tulips down with it.
Yeah. And then, like, them getting into arguments about, I guess they're called Dachshunds.
Like, I've never been a dog.
Or whatever.
Huh? They weren't Wiener dogs?
Yeah, that is how you say it. But the proper name is, like, Dutch hounds or Dachshunds, or however you want to say it. I don't know. I call them douche hounds. But anyway, there's like a whole bit in the story how Dutch hounds or Dachshunds think that Fox Terriers are stupid for believing in this story, and they're like mortal enemies or something, mm-hmm. and it's crazy. So, I've never seen these two dog types.
Prove
fight,
them wrong. But... That's why they're looking for the tail. And yeah, like, yeah, yeah. For it.
Exactly. Write in the comments how you pronounce Dachshund, Dutchhound, Douchehound, I don't know.
Dachshund.
Oh, okay. Well, that one's out. I'm going to say the English version. How do you say it?
Trying to have an extra hemmed up German accent. Dachshund.
Oh my God. How do you say it in Czech?
I don't know. I thought it was Jezevčík, but it's a wiener dog.
Oh my God. Yeah, we say wiener dog. Jezevčík. But do you say wiener dog or do you say like wiener dog? Like, what do you say?
We say Jezevčík.
Oh, Jezevčík?
Yes.
Jezevčík?
Yes.
Jezevčík or Jezevčík?
Yes.
What if I say Jezevčík?
That's it. That's correct.
But what if I say Jezevčík?
We don't care. Like, we don't do anything. Like,
you said, I meant the longness
long.
Of
it's
it.
It's cheek.
Yeah, but what if I say cheek?
We don't understand because it's not English. We don't have these problems.
So I'm going to say everything short from now on. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So one detail I liked in this story was that Dachshund doesn't know what a dragon is. Mm. So he's like, listen here, little Dachshund, do you know what a dragon is? So he's like, and he's like, Dachshund, the dragon is like a seven-headed deadly dog that eats puppies.
yeah. So he describes it in ways that she could understand, but she still doesn't understand shit.
It's like told in a very nice, wholesome way. Yeah. And then there are like droplets of like Czech history nonsense. Mm. Like you said king, but mm-hmm. the guy is from the Ottoman Empire and he's like a Tatar Khan.
Well, okay. That, for me.
And he's definitely in the animated show not painted with a stereotypical Turkish attire.
Yeah.
So that's also in there.
So okay, for me, like a Tartar, a Tsar, a king, they're all like different things, I know, but okay, they're noblemen. And noblemen are the same for me.
In Czech he's called Tatar Khan Pelikan. Which Pelikan means it's somebody who's lost all their fur or lost all their like bald.
No, oh, okay. Or I should say the bald Tartar or something.
It's just trying to say so he's the worst person ever.
I see.
And it's definitely not a reference to the Ottoman Empire. It's definitely not there, yeah. Exactly. So the other story I wanted to quickly mention because I like the play on words, like in this one you drop your heart into your pants and the dog accidentally ripped it out along with the pants and the guy suddenly ran away, but he still survived even without his heart.
Well, because he's heartless, he's a nobleman.
I was about to say that.
So I think, in fact, the story's real meaning is that fox terriers are the reason why people are bad.
Yep. The animation is lovely.
Yeah, it's very cute.
If you're at least a little bit curious and you want to know a little bit about obscure countries, cutesy animated history, then you should watch this.
Yeah.
So the second story I want to spoil is about a fox terrier called Fox Leak, which again is a small...
It's the same. Fox Leak was the first story that we just...
Okay, it's again about Fox Leak. So in this story, the devil wants to go into heaven and he asks Fox Leak to take him into heaven. And he's like, oh, I can't do that. You're the devil. But I'm a good-hearted dog. I want to help even the devil. But they don't know how to get him into heaven. So the devil suggests that he will climb into his mouth and they will take him into the heaven through the gates in his mouth. And so he jumps into Fox Leak's mouth. And they don't explain if Fox Leak is dead or why is he there or
yeah,
whatever.
No,
he just
right?
goes to heaven.
Right? I guess, you know, he's a legend. He has to die at some
point. He's such a legend. He can go anywhere, anytime. And at the heavens, they ask him, like, have you been a good dog? Or can you go inside? I try to check. And he's like, I can't go in. And then they find out that the devil is hiding inside of Fox Leak. And they say... Since you have a devil in your body, which is a Czech idiom for being too hyperactive, there's something in English, like sort you of. Have a hyperactive child that cannot sit down and sit still.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but I don't know. don't always say it. I'd say, like, only people would say it more, like, religiously. Like, they, not just even about children, they would just be like, he or she's got the devil in them. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I mean, it may or may not be about being hyper. It may or may not be towards a child. But sure, if a child was running around, like, you know, like they were crazy, someone that was religious might say they got the devil in them.
Yeah, so because of that, he can't go to heaven and he has to bother people instead. So he's sent back down to earth to be a bother to all the people of the world because he's now a little possessed dog with a devil in him.
Yeah, so that's the fall of Foxley, like, literally. This great legend of a dog falls.
Again, a bad ending. But yeah, he gets to live on Earth again. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's just two examples. And many other stories, like about dog habits and about people. I wanted to check what they said about people, because I forgot.
Let me read this for you guys. Nick Platno, Dashos Prus Buddhis Muset, Hit Messi, Hine Lidio Puse Pitrito, Hine Schmecki.
Where did you finish? I don't even know where you finished.
Smetski or Smecki or Smeeski.
Chen went to say, nic platno, Dášo, už brzo budeš muset jít mezi jiné lidi a budeš patřit do jiné smečky.
Where's the difference?
Tak já ti něco povím o lidech.
That's exactly what I meant to say.
So he's saying that he is Dasha, or bigger, Dashenka bigger is Dasha, so she's going to have to meet other people as well. So he's going to tell her something about people. Some dogs believe that people are evil, but if people were always evil, then dogs would never live with them. So that's not true at all. You don't have to worry. Some people have wildly growing beards. They are called dads. Hold on to those, because they are the leaders of the human pack. And that's why they are scary. The second type of people is smaller and has a squeaky little voice. Those are the moms. They will clean up your fur and comb it, so you can go to those as well. The last type is the smallest. They squeak the most, and they are the most fun. So don't you worry when you meet other people. We are all the same creatures, and we're all connected by trusting each other and loving each other. Yeah, so I guess that's it for the Christmas, New Year's short special. To be continued after we have visited the Japanese Czech Dashenka restaurant.
But you didn't say why it was a Christmas short special.
So it's wholesome. It's nice.
Okay, well, but you gotta say that.
I said it at the beginning.
Oh, I missed it.
So thank you for joining me. And we'll talk about Karel Čapek on another episode. I was trying not to talk about war and all this depressing kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And keep it just to dogs this time. Thanks for coming on the podcast. And see you on the next episode.
Will I be on the next episode?
Yeah.
What's the next one?
What is it? I wonder which book you've read.
Bye.
2 to mention it from the beginning. I was like, oh, well, Chen, what have you been reading? I was like, I don't know. Probably nothing. And I was like, I wonder what's the next episode. I don't know.
All right, I get it now.
I don't know what you've read.
I remember now. It's too late now.
It's not. I can still keep the same.
It's something you all will just have to tune in for.
Okay. Okay.
It sounds like the name of a planet. If you take the name of a planet and you attach a preposition after it, you don't know which one, but you can try a few. That's the name of the book.
Okay.
There's one word.
Great. It's a famous Czech comedy coming up next.
Yeah. Yeah. So just take a crack at it, okay?
If you check, you got it, but if you don't check, there's no chance. Okay, bye.